Psalm 18:24. If you got a Bible, man, you can pull it out, hang with us, walk with us through the scripture. If not, we hand out Bibles all the time. We want people to have God's word. God's word is powerful. It is life-giving. It will change you. It'll transform you. But if you just leave it on the desk, if you just sit there and you expect it's going to do something for you, no. It doesn't work like that. Draw near to him. Here you go. How do I draw near to God, Alex? Whoa, you just drew near to him. This word is living and active. It speaks. It moves. It'll change you. It'll transform you. Draw near to him, and he's going to draw near to you. Psalm 119, verse 24. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Some of you, you knew that one. You start preaching. Good, preach. Let's go. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, you don't know what I got going on. It doesn't matter. This is the day he's made. You don't know what I got going on, Alex. I got this. You don't understand. This is the day. Today is that day. Come expect it. Every day when you wake up, come expect it. Even on your worst days, this is the day he has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. He's good. He is worthy. Man. Verse 25, save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. Get to the house. Every day. You are a house. You're a temple of the Holy Spirit. But I'm telling you, you need to stay connected to the house, God's house. It's the church. It's the body. Get to the house. Now that we're in this place, this space that we have, we are stewarding it. And every day we have something going on in this building. And so guess what? Get to the house as often as you can. Get to be with his people. Tuesday nights, we got prayer here in this room on Tuesday nights. Wednesday night, we got prayer happening. Everything we do, we just bathe in prayer. Prayer is just spending time in his presence, speaking to him, listening to him, worshiping him. And so we're just bathing this house, his house, in prayer. Get to the house. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. Verse 27, God is the Lord, and he has given us light. He's given us light. He gave us Jesus. He gave us the word, living and active, speaking, shining the light in the darkness. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horn of the altar. Get back to the altar. Get back to the altar. Before they rebuilt the temple, they began to build the altar. You got to build the altar before you can build the house. There's nothing special up here about this altar, but what is special is when you are listening and submitting to his word. And if he tells you to jump, if he tells you to get on bended knee and praise him, if he tells you to go to the altar for prayer today, you go because you're listening to his voice and not man's voice. You are temples of the Holy Spirit who lives inside of you, and he is speaking to you. Learn to listen and discern his voice. That's what he wants for his church, for his house. He wants you to know that and believe that today, that he is speaking to you. He's shining the light in the darkness. Get to the house. Get to the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. Not I will praise you when I feel like it. Not I will praise you when I want you. No. You're my God. You are my God. You are the God, God above all gods, and you're worthy of praise. And so we praise him, and praise plows the way, and praise is warfare. And so if you're feeling distraught, if you're feeling heavy, if you're feeling like, man, just like things aren't going the way I want, you're just kind of down and out, just turn praise music on. And then don't just listen to it. Begin to sing it. Begin to declare it over your life. You're not going to feel like it. The devil wants you to believe that you need to feel like it, or else you're not being genuine. Don't listen to the devil. He's stupid. Don't. He's a liar. Feelings are deceiving. We make choices. Choices lead. Feelings will follow. As you choose to praise, your feelings are going to change. Your feelings are going to transform. You're going to be renewed. And you're going to remember, no. This is the day he has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to praise him even on my lowest, even when things are not going the way I thought they would, even during the middle of a war, I'm going to praise him because this is how I fight my battles. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Forever. Romans 8, 31. If you know the Bible, you know where I'm going already. You know, he's so good. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. He makes intercession for you. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Amen. Yeah, sister. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You're an overcomer. You're an overcomer today. Hold on to that. When the devil comes after you, you just tell him, no, I'm an overcomer. You could try all you want. You could throw everything you got at me. No, I know who I am. I'm adopted by the blood. I'm grafted in to his family. And by his blood, I will overcome. By the blood of the Lamb, we overcome. Ezra 4, 1 through 5. I got to tell you something. I was down and out this week. I woke up and I was just like, man, what is going on? Because it seems like since this year began, like it just seems like it's been one thing after another. 1 week after 1 week. And I texted my pastor. I just said, man, I was just sad. I said, it just seems like week after week, I just keep getting this news that somebody's leaving. I love our church. Whether we've had a conversation for 5 minutes or I've known you for years and I've been walking with you for life, I love you. I love you, church. Amen. But I woke up and it just hit me on Tuesday. I was sad. Like, I just was so sad. I texted Andrew on Monday and I said, man, why do I feel this sadness? I want to feel joy. I want to feel victory. It's okay. Like, sometimes we do feel sadness. There's nothing wrong with that. It's good to feel it. But something it just was bothering me. I was like, why am I so sad? And week after week, it's just been one person after one person. It just seems like they are just like, well, this isn't for us. You know, we're moving on. We're going to go try this church, or we're going to do this. Or I hear what you're saying, but this just isn't for us. We're going to go do this. Or, I just was sad because it was people that I thought that started with us at the very beginning of this church, when this church, when God birthed this church. And if you would ask me 3 years ago, how long are these people going to be in the church? I would have said, until the day we all die, until Jesus comes back. And then now there's some of these people, and it's just week after week, they're still at the door. And I just told my pastor, I was like, I'm just sad. It feels like I'm on a ship right now. And it feels like there's just a slow leak, and we just keep losing people over and over. My pastor, he said this. He's a man of God. He said this to me. He said, there's not a leak in the ship. God's preparing the ship to go further and farther than you ever knew. He said, it still hurts. It's still sad. He said, I've walked through this. You know, he's been doing this a lot longer than I. He said, I've been walking through this every year for the last 9-10 years. It's still sad. It still hurts. And you love them and you care for them and you tell them, hey, we're here if you ever want to come back. Mm. And there's some that will come back. But just know that when there's opposition or when there's something like this, and it feels like you feel that breaking, you feel that sadness, you feel like that overwhelming feeling of like, is it worth going on? There wouldn't be opposition if it wasn't worth stealing.
Yep. Yep.
The thief would have tried to steal it if it wasn't worth coming after.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
So if you feel like quitting this week, you need to know it's worth it to keep going.
Let's go.
Keep going. Keep fighting because you're an overcomer.
This church, we're a church full of overcomers.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes, sir.
This church isn't just a church full of people that just pop in at Christmas and Easter. Yep. No, this is a church of people that are full of people filled with the Holy Spirit that walk with Him day by day and chase after Him daily. They want to know Him. They want to hear His voice. They want to see His face. And they want to be obedient to His voice all the days of their lives. Mm-hmm. That's what this church is filled with.
Yep.
Those are the kind of people that overcome. That's my church. That's the church of Jesus Christ. I get to be a part of this church. And I'm honored and I'm blessed that this is the house He's called us to. My wife and I, we've been feeling that. We've been feeling the sadness. We've been talking through it, working through it. And every time it comes back to, is it worth it? Oh, yeah, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it. Even in those moments when you feel that sadness or that pain, and you feel the devil trying to creep in and say, you wouldn't feel this if you would just walk away. If you just go do something else. If you were a manager at Costco, sir, guess what? You wouldn't care about all the employees that you lose at Costco. You could go do that the rest of your life. Rebuke that. That ain't from Him. That's from the devil. Rebuke those lies. The enemy's trying to get you to quit and walk away. You just say, no. That's not for me. Ezra 4, verse 1. So my pastor, he prayed, and he gave me those words, and then later I hop in. It's called Next Level. It's our pastor Zoom call. And he oversees that. So he oversees about 10, 11 of us pastors, and he prays for us and encourages us. And he has a pastor that oversees him. He's the head of Next Level. And we got this video message from him, and this guy jumps in on Ezra 4, verses 1 through 5, and I said, that'll preach right there. Now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the descendants of the captivity were building the temple of the Lord God of Israel, this is when God's people were in Babylon, and now they're getting ready to come back and begin to rebuild the temple that had been destroyed. They came to Zerubbabel and the heads of the fathers' houses and said to them, let us build with you, for we seek your God as you do, and we have sacrificed to Him since the days of Ershadon, king of Syria, and Christ. Zerubbabel and Yeshua and the rest of the heads of the father's house of Israel said to them, you may do nothing with us to build a house for our God, but we alone will build it to the Lord our God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us. Then the people of the land tried to discourage the people of Judah. If you're trying to build God's house, the enemy's going to try to discourage you. If you're here right now, I need you to know that. That's what we're all about here. We want to build a house. And so that means building a house that can invite any and every son and daughter into this house. We want to make room in this house so He can expand His kingdom. He wants to go where? To all the nations. And so we are all about building His house. But when you are about building the Father's house, the enemy wants to come and discourage you. This word discourage in the Hebrew, this word discourage, this is how I knew, man, the Lord is just doing a thing today. This was that same morning that I had texted my pastor. It feels like I'm on a ship and it's sinking right now. That word discourage in Hebrew means to sink like a ship. I said, all right, Lord, I see you. He moves, He speaks.
That's right.
He cares about you. Man. To sink like a ship, a sinking spirit. If you feel like you got a sinking spirit today, I'll prophesy over you right now. It's rising up.
Come on.
Right now, the Holy Spirit is rising up in you, and everything that was sinking is being reversed right now. You're not sinking. You're not drowning. No. You're flowing in the river. You're going with the Father. He is walking with you step by step. Don't believe the lie of the enemy. And if the enemy is trying to come to discourage you, he's trying to get you down, he's trying to get you to sink, you got to look and be aware of who around you is walking in that sinking spirit. If there's somebody in your life, and every time you get around them, you begin to feel that, you just feel that heaviness, and you feel like that sinking spirit, and you just feel kind of down and out, the Lord's probably bringing somebody to your mind right now. You know, we call them pessimists or a Debbie Downer or whatever we call them sometimes. And it's like, hey, the Lord still wants you to love them and care for them and pray for them, but you need to protect your spirit. And if you're getting around these people and they're just always critical and they're cynical, they're even kind of saying to you, like, oh, maybe you even invited them to church one time and they're like, that church is kind of weird. I don't really know if I like it. You just say, hey, I love you. When you're ready, come expect him, because he wants to move in your life. But for right now, I mean, sometimes you've got to create a boundary, because if you're getting caught up in that, then your spirit begins to sink also, and you start to believe those lies of what they're saying, like, oh yeah, the Holy Spirit and God and Jesus or whatever. Maybe I don't need all that. Like, I'm saved. I can just still kind of live over here. I can just still kind of do what I want in the world, and I don't really need all of Jesus. I don't really need to chase after him every day. I don't really need to go to prayer on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And you're right, you don't need all this. These are just opportunities for you to chase after and pursue him.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. We are chasing after and pursuing him. And if you're around people that aren't running the same race as you and they aren't sprinting forward, you need to watch your time around that sinking spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's beginning to drag you down, begin to drag you further away from what he's called you into and what he has for your life, then you may need to create a healthy boundary. Say, hey, I love you. We can hang out about this much. That's about all I can handle all week, all right? The rest of my week, I need to be in praise. I need to be in prayer. I need to be walking with my Father. I don't need to be holding on to this sinking feeling and walking through every day of my life. And guess what? All of a sudden, they're going to start to notice that, oh, I don't have anybody to bring down with me. Maybe I should come up. Maybe I need to rise up. Maybe I can step closer. When the people of the land tried to discourage the people of Judah, they troubled them in building, and they hired counselors against them to frustrate their purposes. That word frustrate means to break apart in Hebrew, to break disunity. If you're feeling frustrated, if you're feeling just kind of pulled apart and really different little pieces right now, that's not the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit walks in unity. The Holy Spirit moves everything towards unity. And so if you feel a need or a desire to pull things apart, to break things apart, that's not the Holy Spirit. Learn how to discern and test the spirits. 1 John chapter 4. Go 1 John chapter 4 here. 1 John 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit. There are multiple spirits. We live in a spiritual world, but sometimes we just go off of what we can see, touch, feel. But I'm telling you, there is a spirit. There's a spiritual realm, an unseen realm at play, and we have to learn how to be wise and discerning and test every spirit. Test the spirits. Whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world, by this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Jesus Christ has come in the flesh of God. That's what we test. Is this the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, or is this another spirit? And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. The Antichrist is already here. Sometimes, like, we're looking around, we're like, oh, is that person the Antichrist? Is that person the Antichrist? There's many Antichrists. There are many spirits of the Antichrist. Any spirit that is not of the Holy Spirit, it's the spirit of the Antichrist.
Amen.
And so I know we are in the end times. I know, you know, there's theories about tomorrow with this eclipse coming. I know, I hear. I hear all about it. I know, I read, I study. We already know we're in the end times. We do. We don't know the day or the hour. So anytime somebody begins to declare, oh, this is it, this is the moment, this is it, guess what? We don't know the day or the hour. But we just live like every moment is our last. We just live like every day is our last. And we give him our very best. That's how we live. And so it doesn't matter if he comes back today, tomorrow, or the next day, just be ready. That's the word, just be ready. I just feel in my spirit. Somebody just, they just got that truth right now. They're just like, oh. Like, you just got freedom right there. You're just like, I just want to be ready. How do I be ready? You want to know how to be ready? Just follow him. Draw near to him. Listen to his voice. The Holy Spirit is speaking right now. And he's telling you, there's a next step. There's a different next step and a different next level for everyone. In a room this big with this many different people, everybody is at a different place in their walk. And I'm telling you, each and every one of us in here right now, there's a next step that he is asking you to take today. There is a next level that he's saying, just have this faith and trust me that you're hearing my voice. Listen to me. Be sensitive to me. And take this next step in faith for what I have for you. Be obedient today. When you hear him, don't just excuse it away and be like, oh, I think that was my own voice. I think that was just in my own head. No. If it's something that you don't want to do, that you're uncomfortable with, that's usually how I know that's the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit says, do something during worship, like when I just, like, there's moments where I'm like, I don't want to do that. That's going to look weird. He's like, I don't care. Bow down. God, I'm on stage right now. He's like, exactly, bow down. If you can't bow down to me up here, nothing else matters. Because you care more about what they think than what I think. Okay. Listen to his voice and be obedient when he tells you something. There's a next step for everyone in this room. Be patient with your brothers and sisters. There might be somebody in this room that you're kind of like, I wish they were here. They're not here yet. You can encourage them and you can spur them on, but do not antagonize them. Do not demoralize them. Do not come after them and hound them and just attack them day after day. Be like, you're not good enough, you're not good enough, you're not doing this, you're not doing this. I'm doing all this. Hey, that's great you're doing this. That's great you're walking with the Holy Spirit. But you have to understand, they have a different next step. And God is raising us all up in the faith right now. We're his children, and he's raising each and every one of us up in our faith. And so we have to be patient and understanding and fight for unity as we begin to learn how to walk forward. Some of you, you pray in tongues. You pray in the heavenly language. You pray in the Spirit. That's amazing. It's a gift. The Bible tells us that is a gift. And some of you, you're kind of sitting back, and you're like, I haven't done it yet. And I'm kind of embarrassed by it. Like, it feels like those people, like, maybe they're more spiritual. No, don't let embarrassment creep in. That's the enemy. Don't let shame creep in. That's the enemy. You just keep walking out your journey and your faith. And guess what? If you want that gift, he's a good father, and he's going to give you that gift. If you want to pray in the heavenly language, you can. But also, don't hold it against somebody. Don't hold it over somebody, whether you do or whether you don't. It also says, do not forbid people from praying in the heavenly language. Paul says that in 1 Corinthians. And so some of you might be here today, and you're like, that's weird. That's kind of crazy. I don't know what they're doing. Like, I know it can be a little uncomfortable. But we do it in order here within our house. We establish order by 1 Corinthians. If you're not sure what 1 Corinthians says, go back and read what Paul says. 1 Corinthians 9, 10, 11, 12. Go back and read about order in the house. Because the gifts are meant to be used. Every gift. Not just the gift of the heavenly language or the gift of praying in the Holy Ghost. But every gift in the Bible is still meant for the church today. And this house is a gifted house. Each and every one of you. You are gifted and anointed for what he's called you into. And as you keep walking forward, next step by next step, in faith for what he has for you, he's going to build you up and he's going to unify and strengthen this entire church. So we fight for unity because unity is of the Holy Spirit. We're not getting broken apart by what the enemy's trying to do. No. We fight for unity in this house. You are of God, little children. And have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. You're an overcomer because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world. Therefore, they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We're of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. Sometimes it's going to sound like craziness to the outside world. What you're saying, what you're believing, what you're walking in. And they may not understand it. Sometimes all you're doing is sowing a seed. Sometimes as you begin to declare what Jesus is doing and you just begin to testify about his word and what he's done in your life and how he's changed you and brought you up out of the darkness and into the light. Sometimes they're going to walk away and they're going to shake their heads. And you're going to be like, I don't know anything. Sometimes all you did was you sowed a seed. And it might be a day later, it might be a year later, it might be 10 years later before that seed comes to fruition. Be patient because you're an overcomer. The devil's going to try and come in and discourage you. What are the birds coming to? The birds come and they try to steal the seed. No. We don't let demons steal the seed that we're planting, that we're sowing. If you feel like that attack has been coming on, you just say, no. There's the seed of God's word is in my life, and it's growing, and it's coming to fruition. There is fruit of His Holy Spirit being produced in my life. And I'm going to continue to walk by His voice, and not the voice of the world. Because you're not coming. Revelation chapter 12. Learn where everything is in the Bible. Alright, chapter 12. Alright, go chapter 2. Alright, good. Got it. Revelation 2. Verse 24.
Ooh, damn, that's right.
I'll just be honest with you. I was trying to save time and cut this down. I need to read the whole thing. It's God's word. It's anointed. It's so good. Verse 18. Chapter 2, verse 18. And to the angel. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire. We were just singing that, declaring that. And his feet like fine brass. I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allowed that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. What spirit are you listening to? You can be in a church. Actually, no. You can be in a building that calls itself a church, but you need to test the spirits. And if it's a building with a person up there telling you, oh, these things are okay, these things are fine. No, it's okay, just keep doing that. If it feels good, do it. That's not the house of God. That's not the house of God. And I gave her time to repent for sexual morality. He's given us time. But she did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. Every revival begins with repentance. Every revival begins with repentance. Don't forget that. We live in a constant state of revival because we choose to live in a constant state of repentance. Hold on to that. Constantly come to Him and say, Lord, clean me. Lord, show me, reveal to me the impurities. Reveal to me like gold the impurities. And as the heat rises, ooh, man, that's what some of us are going through right now. When there's a test, what's going on? When it talks about the process of gold, what happens? They heat the gold up and the impurities, they rise. If you feel like things are heating up in your life right now, and you're hot and you're uncomfortable and you're kind of mad and you're angry and you're frustrated, guess what? The impurities are rising, and what's He going to do? The Holy Spirit's going to come in and just clean off the top. All the impurities are coming to the top right now in this room. They're coming to the top so He can clean them out. So the testing, the trials, the tribulation you're going through, you might be discouraged. You might want to quit. You might want to walk away. But I'm telling you, if you'll just continue to walk by the Holy Spirit, He's just cleaning you off right now. And He's setting you up for the next season, what He's got for you. Don't quit because you're an overcomer. Don't quit. Hold on during the trials. Hold on during the testing. Now to you I say, verse 24, and to the rest of Thyatira, as many as do not have this doctrine, who have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put on you no other burden, but hold fast. Don't quit, hold fast what you have till I come. And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him will I give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed to pieces like the potter's vessels, as I also have received from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Now we're in Revelation 12. Worship team, you come up as we get ready to close. Revelation 12, verse 1. Now a great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then, being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his hands. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. The dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all the nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And a war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail. Nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out. That serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, he was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. The accuser has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. You're an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the words of your testimony. Begin to speak it and declare it. In this moment, you might be having a hard time believing it. You might have a hard time feeling it or knowing it in your soul. But you declare in your spirit. We are spirit, soul, and body. The Holy Spirit, if you have invited him into your life, if you said, come, Lord Jesus, I want to make you Lord and Savior in my life, guess what? You are a temple of the Holy Spirit who lives inside of you. And he is joined with your spirit. And so in your soul, in your mind, you may not always feel things, you may not always desire things or want things, but you begin to ask the Holy Spirit, and things will begin to well up within you, and you'll say, Lord, just change my heart. I want my desires to be like your desires. I want to want what you want. I want to seek after what you're seeking after. I want and desire and pray for the things of your heart and your kingdom, Lord, not my own. We begin to listen to the Holy Spirit who lives within us. As we speak it and we declare it, we overcome by the blood of our words. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. For the devil has come down to you, given great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. If you feel like he's hitting you hard, he knows he has a short time. He knows he has a small window. And if he can just get you to quit, if he can get you to stop short right here, right now, that's the only way he can win. That's the only way he can bring you out of light and into darkness. Because he's a defeated opponent. And so all he wants to do is bring as many people with him as he can before the king comes back. Now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman and gave birth to the male child. But the woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times half a time from the presence of the serpent. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon had spewed out of its mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring. He's come to make war with you today. He has, but the war's already been won. You walk in victory. You're an overcomer because the war is already done. And so when it feels like there's war at the door, just know, when there's adversity coming after you, He wants you to quit because He knows if you walk forward, you're walking forward in victory every day, every moment, every hour. Even when it doesn't feel like it, you walk in victory. Would you stand up in victory right now, church? Just stand up knowing as we declare who He is and what He's done. He's come to make war with the offspring. Who are her offspring? The offspring are those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. We don't keep them because we have to. We don't keep them to earn salvation. Salvation was already won on the cross. So now we walk with Him. And we walk in His Spirit, by His Spirit. And we listen and obey His Word, His commandments. Not because we have to, but because they're the Word of life. Because there's joy. Even in seasons of mourning, even in seasons of sorrow, even in seasons of war, there's joy in walking in His ways. And walking by His truth. Close your eyes for a moment. Holy Spirit, come. Lord Jesus, we're just expecting today. Expecting for that next step that you're going to give us. For the freedom that we're going to walk in. We may have walked in bound and chained, but we're walking out free today. Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. I'm just hearing that right now. And if there's somebody in here, you haven't done that yet, this is how you overcome. You confess that Jesus is Lord of your life. If you haven't done that and you want to do that, come to the altar today. Right now, you can feel Him prompting you. He's saying, come to the altar. You're my son, you're my daughter, you need to join my family. But you need to declare it with your mouth. Come up and find us here at the altar today to confess with your mouth that He's Lord. James 5:17 says this, Elijah was as human as we are, and yet when he prayed earnestly that no rain would fall, none fell for 3.5 years. Then when he prayed again, the sky sent down rain, and the earth began to yield its crops. For 3.5 years, it did not rain, but when it all of a sudden rained, the earth began to yield its crops. It's because during those 3.5 years, somebody kept sowing seed. There was seed sown in the ground, and even in the drought, even in the dryness, even in war times, let me tell you something, if you will sow by faith, when the rain comes, it's going to come and it's going to produce a harvest. Keep sowing seed in this season. Somebody needs to hear that. You need to keep sowing seed by faith. Even though it looks like a drought, even though it looks like nothing is happening, you keep sowing in this season. Because the rain is coming. I feel the rain coming into this room right now. Jesus, I pray for anyone and everyone today that you're giving a next step, that you're saying, hey, you need to do this. I pray that they come into this room expecting for what you're going to do and how you're going to move today. Whatever they need prayer for, if they would just come to the altar today, if they would just come expecting, knowing, Holy Spirit, that you're going to move and you're going to speak and you're going to bring the rain.